Well, we wanted to do our public service and due diligence, ladies and gentlemen. It is the public service announcement for Halloween safety this year, and we welcome on our good friend, Dr. Frouchy, this morning. Good morning, Dr. Frouchy.
Muzzle, good thing.
Dr. Frouchy.
Yes, good things. Good morning,
Happy
Dr. Frouchy.
Halloween. Yes, yes.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween is coming.
Yes.
You're very excited.
One day out of the year where I don't have to fight people to actually wear a mask.
Is that, well, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Good things, good things.
You love Halloween, though, right?
Well, I love Halloween. I do. I do. You know, I've always loved it back when I was an undergrad.
Oh, long time.
Oh, my costume. One year I went as Staphylococcus.
Oh, that's...
It was a riot.
A staph infection?
That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Really.
It killed.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, you're here to help with safety, so...
Well, that's right. It's all about having fun, but having it... in a safe manner.
Safety
right,
first.
There we go.
Leave the scary to the bad guys. You know, Freddy and Mike Myers right. And the Jasons yeah. And the Rand Pauls and the
Kevin. Oh, we're not going to get political. Okay, all right. How do we stay safe?
Well, there's a couple of things you and your little kiddos can do to stay safe this Halloween.
Okay, like what do we need to know?
What do you got, Freddy?
Well, we've had to change and modify from a lot of traditions. I highly discourage... Yeah. Bobbing for apples.
Oh. No bobbing for apples.
No, it's horribly disgusting.
I can see that.
And if you choose to play Will It Float anyway, make sure you frequently clean the water receptacle.
That never happens.
Yeah, we don't want any bacteria.
Well,
that's how these things start.
It's too late.
Is that it? We'll work on that.
Even though things are getting better, you know, I still advise...
Yeah.
To socially distance for whatever you do this Halloween.
Well, you've said that all along.
So, you know, that means for trick-or-treating.
Right.
You know, it's best. Kids, you stand back, and parents stand at your door. Just throw the candy at the kids. Just chuck it at them. It's fun for everyone.
That doesn't sound safe, though.
I'm used to hitting things.
Yeah.
You know, and social distancing, you know, this also applies to haunted houses as well.
Okay.
But that's basically mainly just so the workers don't get the crap knocked out of them by Molly.
She will take a swing at them, won't she? There, yeah.
We also here at the CDC,
yeah.
We have new trials and data to back up this new fact to stay away from candy corn.
Oh, wow.
Circus peanuts. Almond Joy. Mounds.
Wow.
What's wrong with the Almond Joy?
Yeah, what do you find with those?
They suck.
Okay.
Almond Joy.
Not very.
We have to follow the science.
Some people like
it's
them.
True.
It's not bad. It's not. What else do you have, Dr. Brad?
And of course, as you were very responsibly telling everybody, parents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Marlene.
Check your kids' candy before
we were talking
they
about
eat
that.
It.
Yes, especially if it's like those edible marijuana gummies and things that looks like candy.
Yes. Yeah. At that point, please forward them immediately to the CDC.
To your attention,
address, stamp, envelope, overnight it if possible.
Okay, expedite. Okay.
Good thing.
Yeah, for science.
Yeah. Well, you know, but for all candy, you know, inspect it, parents, you know.
Right.
Well, the best way to do that, you know, just carefully unwrapped and inspect the product, the item, the candy.
Carefully unwrap it.
Then, you know, taste it.
Taste it?
Then chew it.
Chew it.
And if it's good for the kids, then just go ahead and eat it. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I have a bad habit of digging through.
We've been doing that for years.
They love it.
No, they don't. That's a happy Halloween.
Will it float the pumpkins coming up? Thank you for what you do. For the scientific community.
That's what we do it right there. Dr. Frouchy, happy Halloween, one and all.